pretty simple question. If you're nominated as the Republican nominee, how do you plan on responding to the negative attacks that President Obama will use against you in the general election for your stances on homosexuality and abortion?
The question is, for those who may not have heard it, because I had trouble hearing it, so maybe you did. How am I going to respond to the negative attacks from President Obama against my positions on same-sex marriage and abortion? Well, it's very interesting because the other candidates in this race have the same position I have on these issues. At least that's what they say. Right now, they have the same positions I have on these issues. And so, whoever the Republican candidate is, we have these radical positions that marriage should be between a man and a woman. How radical is that? I'll tell you how radical it is. The Ninth Circuit this week ruled that there is no rational basis for anyone to believe that marriage should just be between a man and a woman. There is no rational basis. Do you understand what that means? That means you are completely irrational. That's what it means. You are irrational if you think that marriage should only be between... You have no reason, this is what they said, the only reason you could possibly have to believe marriage should be only between men and women is that because you are a bigot and you are a hater. That's what they said. Read the case. And by the way, they're not the first ones to have said it. So, again, where is the tolerance? Right? Where's the tolerance? It says that if you have a different point of view, you can be rational. No. See, they can't allow you. Because if you're rational, then they have to deal with you. So they discard you. They just say, well, it's beyond the realm of reason. You're obviously just haters and we're not even going to talk to you. This is the way the left operates. They won't sit and reason. They can't listen to all of the reasons that marriage has been between a man and a woman for centuries and why it has an intrinsic good to society. They dismiss those arguments as purely puff to hide your bigotry. That's what they believe. They won't reason. You see, the left is really about the death of reason. They always say that it's about reason, but it's not. It's about the death of reason. And so, I'm not surprised that you will see this president and the left go after all of whoever the Republican nominee is going to get hammered. Here's the difference. You see, the other Republican nominees, well, they don't talk about these issues very much. They're not particularly comfortable talking about them. Now, someone suggests they're not comfortable talking about them because, well, it's just not their sweet spot and they just don't want to talk about it. Well, you know, I don't know. My thinking is when you run for President of the United States, you should be pretty fluent on all the issues, not just the ones you care about. Or maybe some have suggested it's because, well, they may say that this is what they believe in because, well, this is what they need to say in order to get to win the primary. But it's not necessarily what they really believe. Well, in either event, whether they're simply uncomfortable with the issue at hand, or whether they don't really believe what they say they're going to believe, what they believe, if you were someone who is a voter who may not agree with me on those issues, or agree with any of us on those issues, who are you going to feel more comfortable with? You're going to vote for someone that you at least think understands the issues, can articulate their position, and is being truthful with what they believe, or someone who is none of those things. And so I happen to believe that it's an advantage when you're running for President of the United States, you're running for a position of leadership. And the one quality that is most important to folks in America is they want to believe that the president believes what he believes and is trustworthy and authentic.